you know, do my Queen of England wave.
We've been practicing that.
I'm the Queen of England, and Lucy's the Prime Minister. She runs the whole operation.
She's Margaret Thatcher.
Oh,
and you're the queen.
Yeah.
And you're the queen.
I'm the queen, and she's Margaret Thatcher. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, just a comparison. That's all it was.
Absolutely. She's in charge.
I've been called many things, but
it was just an example. Just an example. That's all it was.
You know, maybe the Iron Lady.
People in Europe probably wish the Margaret Thatcher was still the Prime Minister of England.
I think they might be wishing she was running for president of the U.S.
Now, have you given Coach here any tips on traveling to Brazil? Because that's one of the areas you grew up in, São Paulo?
I grew up in São Paulo, yeah.
How far is that from Rio?
It's away, because it's about 6 hours.
Have you ever been to Brazil? Will this be your first trip down there?
This will be my first trip. I've been to South America quite a few times, but I've never been to Brazil.
Brazil is a happy place. I mean, it is a happy people. It is a fun place.
Yeah. If I was going there for other than work, I would probably be real excited about it. But when you go for something like this, you really don't get a lot of time to spend
right
in the city or in the country having a great time.
And when you're in a country, I was in Atlanta for the Atlanta Olympics. And London for the London, but when you're there for an event like this, it's not like you're really in the country because it's sort of transformed into an event setting.
Yeah.
And so you miss sort of the flavor of the country, the people. Yeah.
It becomes a very different place.
Right. It becomes a venue.
Yeah.
Right. It becomes a venue.
Yeah.
Did you get to see his team play when you were in London?
No. I did not.
Yeah. Why is that? You couldn't get any tickets?
No tickets.
Oh.
You didn't have connections?
Wow.
It was before the leadership conference.
somebody said that about my wife. You don't know who can give you tickets. You don't know anybody.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That was before we got started on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to go, I have tickets because nobody from my family wants to go.
To Brazil?
Kathy's going, but nobody else is going.
No. All right. How do folks get information on how they want to get involved in this conference?
GinoLeads.com is the conference webpage, and we are updating it the whole time as speakers come on board. We're about to go live with our big announcement on our keynote, but all the current speakers are listed. Venue registration will go live in the next couple of weeks.
How many?
Tell them who the keynote speaker is.
We haven't announced the keynote speaker.
But we have one definite, right?
Yes.
See that?
Good hitter, big hitter.
Yes.
No.
I would expect nothing less.
Well, you'll have to sign up if you want to hear.
And how many folks? Is there a cutoff limit to how many people attend? Or
yeah, so it's only for 150.
Okay.
Because we don't want it to be one of those sort of talking heads where you see a big name up on the stage. We want you to feel that you can talk to presenters, talk to the panelists, talk to other participants. So high networking. Getting to talk to people.
Yeah, you know, when General Dempsey was talking to the group, it's as if he was in this room right here, right now, talking to you.
Okay.
And you really got a good feel about who he is and what he does and how he does things. And you felt like you were really connected to him the whole time he was speaking, which, you know, in a huge setting with, you know, big screens and all that behind you, you might not get all that.
All right.
And there's always Q&A, right? We're big on Q&A.
And
in fact, if you remember Dempsey, we had been told by his people that he had to leave at this time because he had to fly back to D.C. The plane was waiting at Groton. And so the military had this sort of signaling, you know, when one person stands up, that means 5 minutes. When they're all stand up, he has to leave. And so we're on stage and they're all standing up. So I'm going, excuse me, General. And he's like, Lucy, I'm having too much fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess the plane waits for him.
All right. Lucy, thank you for coming in, first of all. And thank you for coming here early. It turned out to be a good thing.
Turned out to be a great thing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with your conference.
Correct. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we will visit with the Hall of Fame head coach. We'll talk hoops, and some of his players today picked up some serious hardware. It's the Farmington Bank Coaches Show, presented by the Hartford Law Firm of Raskassian Davis here on the UConn IMG Sports Network.